I wonder, friends, are you one of the many thousands of folks who aren't feeling quite up to par these busy, war-tense days?
You're talking to one right here, Mr. Crosby. I've noticed lately that I just don't seem to have much energy anymore. I get so tired and my nerves are on edge. And what do you suppose is the matter?
Well, there are many causes. That's something for your doctor to decide, ma'am. But I can tell you this. The harder you work and the greater your nervous strain, the greater your need for the B-complex vitamins. And lack of enough of them can be one reason why you feel tired out, jumpy, and out of sorts.
What should I do about it, then?
Well, we suggest that you bolster up your diet by taking a single one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablet each day. Well, that way you can be sure of getting your full minimum daily requirements of all the B vitamins whose requirements have been established.
Well, that sounds easy enough. But what about the cost?
One-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets are mighty inexpensive. They cost far less than brands which require three or four tablets a day to do the job. Actually, one-a-day B-complex tablets cost only 2.5 cents per tablet per day when you buy the large family size package.
Well, I'm certainly going to give them a try.
Just one further suggestion. Be sure you get only the genuine one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets made by Miles Laboratories. Because unit for unit, penny for penny, you can't buy better vitamins at all drugstores. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the community apparently believes that Ellie Connors, the escaped reform school girl, is Lum's niece Mary from Wisconsin. And it has also accepted her into the social life of the town. Cedric is about the only person who feels that he's too old to associate with a 12-year-old girl. As we look in our little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and library. Abner is just entering.
Make a coffee. Well, hey, Lum.
What is it, Abner?
I just heard some good news, I believe.
Yeah?
I had to make a deal over down there by the jail and run into Uncle Henry Lunsford down there.
Uh-huh.
And he said that they'd just about give up the search for Ellie.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Henry told me that last night.
Oh.
They ain't giving it up altogether, of course, but leastways they figure she's got pretty far away from here by now.
Well, I know that's good news anyway, ain't it?
Yeah, but you know, the curious thing about this, Abner, now that Mary's practical safe from getting caught, I'm starting to worry about it.
Worry about it?
I mean, I've got to where I believe we ought to report this whole thing to the state reformatory. Well, it just seems like that's the thing to do. Go right direct to them and tell them Ellie's here and that she's been here and we've been hiding her and everything.
Well, law me, Lum, that's the one exact thing we've been trying to keep anybody from doing.
I know it is, I know it. But now that we've made a success out of it, I can sort of look back on it and see that maybe we ain't done the right thing, maybe.
Well, now, Lum, you know good and well we tried our best to send her back to that reformatory, and we just couldn't bring ourselves to do it when she first got here. And now it'd be harder than ever to do it. Doggy, you know, she just seems like my own daughter, might not, Lum.
Yeah, I know it. I've been calling her my niece so much now that I'm getting to where I actually believe she is.
Oh, no, no. We'll never in the world be able to do it. I can tell you that.
Yeah, but Abner, I'm feared things can go on this way. Someday this has got to be squared up with the law, and you know that as well as I do.
Well, yeah, I reckon so.
Must have been some good reason why Ellie was put in a reformatory in the first place.
Yeah, it might have been a mistake too, Lum.
Well, they don't generally make mistakes.
Now, Lum, you know Ellie could never have did nothing wrong. I just don't believe she could.
I feel the same way, but she must have.
Never, never, never.
I've tried to ask her about it, but she don't appear to want to talk about it much.
Oh, no, no, she don't, no.
And it makes her feel so bad, I ain't got the heart to go on asking her.
No. But I know one thing, Lum. We ain't never going to be able to send her back there, I can tell you that.
Well, I weren't aiming on doing that.
Huh?
Here's what I figured, Abner. I figured I'd go to the reformatory myself.
You?
Yeah.
Well, Lum, you ain't did nothing wrong. And besides, you're too old, Lum. They wouldn't take you in there.
I know.
Another thing, that's a girl's reformatory, Lum.
Abner, I'm just going there for Ellie's sake.
Well, I get the idea. Sure, you're going there in place of Ellie. But it'll never work. Of course, you might dress yourself up to where you'd look like a woman, Lum, but never no 12-year-old girl, I can tell you that right now.
Abner, all I'm aiming to do is to tell them about Ellie and get all the information about her I can.
Well, you can get information just as well in your own clothes. You don't have to wear no woman's dress, Lum.
I ain't gonna wear no woman's dress.
Oh, well, I'm proud to hear that. Doggy, you can get some of the curious ideas that sometimes, Lum, anybody I ever seen. Someday you're going to get yourself thrown in the insane asylums, too, with hotties like that.
Well, if I did, it'd be a relief from what I have to put up with around here, I'll tell you that.
That dress hottie just weren't no good at all, huh? And I ain't so sure what this other idea, telling the reformatory everything, is much better, neither.
Well, it might be a mistake, all right. Might even get us in trouble, but I'm going to do it anyway. Fact is, I'm going tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, sir. The sooner the quicker, I want to say. And here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to tell Hallie is such a good worker and a good girl and all, and we're giving her a new chance at life and stuff like that. Maybe they'll parole her out and make me her guardian.
You reckon they'll do that, sure enough?
Well, you might. All we can do is hope.
Hey, doggy, wait a minute, old. How about letting me be the guardian? I've had more experience at being a papa than you've ever had, Long.
No, I'd be better for that.
No, sir, no, sir. You wouldn't know such a thing. I'll tell you what. Let's just flip a coin for it.
No, no, now, Abner. No, I'm a natural-born guardian. I look more like one than you do.
Then let's just flip a coin. That's a fair way to do it. Now, ain't it? I admit to it, Long. That's the only fair way.
All right, but I still...
All right, here. Here's a nickel. And I'll even let you flip it. Go on, throw it on the table there so we can both see it. And heads, you can be the guardian, and tails, I get to be it.
All right, well, turn loose the nickel.
All right. Excuse me. Uh-oh. Look out, watch it. It's rolling off the other side of the table there, Long. Watch it there. Look there, it went right off there.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd that thing go? Let's see now. Went right over there.
Yeah, howdy.
Where'd it land, Long? In the chair here?
I think so, but don't pay no attention to it now. Howdy, Grandpap.
Long, I want to know where the thing went here.
Hush up, Abner.
What's the matter? Ain't you speaking to me today, Abner?
Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap. How are you?
Oh, just only tolerably. Sort of wore out. Been sloshing around sort of like water in a barrel. Light for a few minutes.
Wait a minute, Grandpap. Don't sit in that chair there.
Oh, it's all right. It's comfort enough. I can't stay long no way.
Yeah, but wait a minute. There's something in it.
Oh,
now.
That's all right. It don't bother me none. So tired I could sit on a pincushion and enjoy it.
Well, stand up just a minute, Grandpa.
Abner, don't bother him.
Huh?
I can't let him know what we're talking about.
Oh.
Hey, what you fellas whispering about?
Oh, nothing, Grandpap. Nothing at all.
Oh. Guess who I seen on the street today, Abner?
I ain't got the least idea. Grandpap, wouldn't you rather sit over here in this rocker here?
No, thank you, Abner. This is fine here. Much obliged, though. It's mighty thoughty of you to look after my comfort. Guess who I seen today?
I don't know.
Grandpap, don't you have to go somewhere over to Dick Huddleston's store or something?
Yeah, and see about delivering telegrams or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I reckon I ought to, but I ain't so busy that I can't sit for a minute and pass the time of the day with my friends. No, sir. I always said that. Not me. I ain't like that. No, I've always got time for my friends, always.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, I seen Ned Danbury on the street today. Said to say hello to you.
Ned Danbury?
Yeah, that's who I seen.
I don't believe we know him.
Oh, sure you do, Abner. Second cousin to Egbert Conway.
Who?
Egbert Conway. You recollect him.
Egbert Conway.
Used to live in Potter. And in Hatfield. And in Odin. Just a drifter was all he was.
Yeah, I don't recollect him.
He was on the move.
Huh?
You recollect that feller there, that Conway feller?
No, that name ain't even familiar to me. How soon do you have to be running along, Grandpap?
Just a drifter was all he was. Finally settled in Hot Springs. Got himself a little shop there. Sells souvenirs.
Well.
Finds fancy stones and polishes them up and prints Hot Springs, Arkansas on them and sells them to tourists.
Huh.
Makes a hand-to-foot living out of it, sorta.
Uh-huh.
The interesting thing about Egbert is that he ain't set a razor to his face since he was 21 year old.
Well.
His 21st birthday.
Huh.
Remind me to tell you fellas about that sometime.
Yeah, we will. Maybe you can tell us tomorrow, as long as you have to leave now.
Yep, it's a good idea. Yeah, it's an interesting story. Interesting.
Oh, my God.
No, sir, not since his 21st birthday has Egbert Conway set a razor to his face.
Yeah, you told us that, Grandpap. Well, me and Long got to get to work here now.
And it was all on account of the Indians, too.
Huh? Indians?
Yep, the Indians.
Huh.
Abner, have you ever saw an Indian with a beard? Or one with a mustache, even.
Come to think of it, I don't believe I ever have. Of course, I don't see many Indians no more, neither.
Hey, you'll never see them with whiskers, I'll tell you that.
Huh.
Some of the women Indians might have them, but never none of the men folks.
Yeah, well, that's right interesting, Grandpap. We'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yep, all right. No, sir, every Indian is smooth-faced.
Oh, my.
And I'll tell you why. Because they got some kind of a rock that they rub on their faces. That keeps the whiskers off.
rub rocks on their faces. Oh,
it does.
Sassy Fred.
It does. It does. Now, it does that.
Well, come to think about it, I've heard tell of that myself, I think.
Huh?
Never knowed where it was true or not, though.
Huh.
Well, it's the truth. And Egbert heard about that. So when his 21st birthday come along, his papa bought him a razor. But Egbert, taking the razor, swapped it for a pair of fancy sleeve garters, and then he got a batch of rocks and started rubbing them on his face.
My doggy's grandpa.
He done
you
it.
Can't get me to believe no such a thing as that.
It's the truth, Abner. He's taken them pigeon-toed rocks and rubbed them right on his flat-footed face.
Oh, Prattle.
He done it. Every day he done it. Ever since his 21st birthday. Learned it from the Indians.
Do you mean to stand there, or sit there, and try to tell me if them rocks kept the whiskers off in his face?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No, the rocks never seemed to faze his whiskers at all. Fact is, Egbert's got quite a good-sized beard.
Well, for the land's sake, what's he keep rubbing rocks on his face every day for then?
Why, to polish them, silly.
Huh?
That's how he polishes all them fancy rocks that he sells for souvenirs.
Oh.
Prince Hot Springs, Arkansas, right on them, right across the top of them. Makes a hand-a-foot living out of it, sort of.
Well, if that don't beat all.
Well, got to be running along, feller. Sorry to have to leave so soon.
Oh, that's all right. Proud to have you do it, Grandpa.
Yeah, here's a nickel in this chair I'm sitting in.
Oh, well.
Here you are, Lum. Is it yours?
Wait, Grandpa, what did it say there when you picked it up?
What'd it say?
Yeah, I mean, was it heads or tails up when you picked it up there?
Oh, heads up, I believe.
Heads.
Yeah, that's what it was, heads.
Dad, blame it all.
Yeah, I'll see you fellas later. So long.
Yeah, so long.
Well, I reckon that settles who's going to be Ellie's guardian.
He might have been wrong, old Long. No, he might have been wrong. I believe he was, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was.
Well, yep. Grandpap's got a good eyesight, Abner. I'll say that for him.
Yeah, but he just sort of glanced at that nickel. I don't believe he looked at it good enough to be able to tell you.
Oh, hey, fellas.
What is it now, Grandpa?
Yeah, I was wrong there.
Wrong?
Yeah, see there, Long?
What'd I tell you? Good for you,
well,
Grandpa.
Well, that don't count. He said it was heads, and that's what counts.
No, sir. He can change his mind.
No,
yes,
he can't neither.
Yes, he can. It was tails, wasn't it, Grandpa?
What's that, Abner?
Was it tails or heads that was up?
Heads, I told you once.
Oh, I thought you said you was wrong.
Oh, yeah, well, I was wrong about that. That weren't Egbert Conway that rubbed rocks on his face. It was Lester Corbin.
Folks, many's the time you'll be happy you had the foresight to keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets at work as well as at home. When a hurried lunch leaves you a sour, upset stomach, or when a nagging headache slows you down, makes it hard for you to think straight, or when an overlong day of heavy physical labor leaves your muscles stiff and sore. So ask your druggist for a 30 or 60-cent sized package of Alka-Seltzer tablets on your way to work tomorrow. And is the time you'll be glad you got acquainted with Alka-Seltzer.